It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
You can tell when I've had some Malibu.
Have you had Malibu? Have you had more than one?
I've had two.
Two on adult beverages. It's two for Tuesday. Coming at you, two for Tuesday. Coming up next, it's one from I'll Miss My Mama.
What? I don't even know.
What? But you've been playing that song over there.
I miss my
Save the drama, I want my mama,
that's
or whatever
not
it is.
At all what it says.
What's it say?
It's a good song. Sarah Evans.
Oh, missing Missouri.
I know. Oh, I have a problem. So my plan is every other year to go home, right?
Right.
Because every year is...
Too much.
Yeah. I feel bad saying that.
We shouldn't.
Okay.
You're an adult. You grew up and moved away.
It's expensive to go visit Missouri, where I'm from, because there aren't any big airports. So I have to fly in, rent a car, or I have to drive.
St. Louis doesn't have a big airport?
But that's a four-hour drive. Oh, I have to rent a car.
All right.
You've never been back with me, so you don't know how far. And if I drive, it's a 12-hour drive, and that drive
that's
is
ridiculous.
Out of
you control. Drive 12 hours, and you get home, you're not even going to want to talk to anybody. You're like, well, if you start missing Missouri, we could just rent Winterbone and give you that. Back home,
it's
down home feeling.
No. But so last year I didn't go visit the whole family. I went back for a second for a funeral, but then I came home. And so this is the year I'm going to Missouri. The trip is planned for July 4th weekend.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
July 4th.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin that weekend. So.
They usually have some pretty good fireworks around that area. And like, I feel it. Like, I'm missing Missouri. Kind of like Sarah Evans says. I'm missing Missouri.
And I've noticed that because, you're like going, oh, look, Missouri license plate on the back of that. Oh, look, there's a Missouri sticker on that car. You start pointing out stuff like that.
I know. And I ordered a Missouri t-shirt last weekend.
For no reason. From somebody you're cyber stalking on Instagram.
Okay. Stop that.
You are. You're cyber stalking.
Everyone does it.
Who?
Everyone cyber stalks.
Who does?
Everybody.
And really? Okay. Yes. Tell your story and let's see if anybody relates.
So, a huge Josh Grayson fan.
Uh-huh.
And he has a fiance who is young and drop dead gorgeous.
And you're stalking her?
Well, I went to his page and she designs like t-shirts and is designing some of his like look for his like website. So then I like fell into the rabbit hole of her stuff. And then I found her Etsy shop and she must be a Missouri girl because she doesn't have a lot of t-shirts. We could be besties because like she has a Team Miranda shirt.
Wow.
Whoa. She has a Missouri shirt that says Blame It All on My Roots. That's the t-shirt I bought. And then she has like a Tennessee shirt that says home. So like my shirt could be Colorado and say home. And then like Missouri.
What would your saying from Missouri be?
Hashtag missing Missouri. I don't know.
I don't think you'd sell a lot of those.
I know.
I'm wondering if Blame It All on My Roots is not copyrighted a little with.
It might be.
Blame It All on My Roots. I showed up
like
in
I sent you the picture and you're like, oh, a Garth shirt. And I was like, no.
That's the first Missouri thing I thought shirt. Of. As soon as I saw I didn't notice that the words were in the shape of Missouri.
But you know, Missouri has a very unique shape, just like Texas. Like you see it. Well, I guess not everyone does.
Not everyone. No.
Like I'll wear my Missouri necklace and they'll be like, is that Minnesota?
Is that Idaho?
No. No.
Is that Oklahoma on its side?
Is it the Boot Hill? Boot Hill. That's Missouri.
There's Boot Hill in Missouri?
There's a Boot Hill. In the state of Missouri, there's a little boot. It's like a miniature Italian. You know how like Italy has that little boot thing? Uh-huh. This is like a miniature boot.
Missouri has that?
Yes.
I've never noticed that.
Oh,
wonder
heavens.
Why.
Because you don't pay attention to your girlfriend.
I'm sorry. What else is going on in your life?
You don't want to talk about it. Okay. The cats.
One is overly fat.
And the other one is constantly begging for food.
Yes.
How do you deal
with
that?
One is skinny and begging for food, and one is fat because it eats all the food. Is that what it is?
And she doesn't. She's not like begging for food. She's like begging for love.
Yeah. But she has gotten fatter, hasn't it? Pooh Bear Podcat has gotten fatter.
Yeah. If you look at like pictures over the years, she's definitely gotten fatter. I don't know what to do about it.
What did the vet say last time you took her to the vet?
Just to feed her less. To feed her less and to buy her the very, very like prescription expensive food. Uh-huh. I only feed them like a half a cup each a day. So at the most, she's getting a cup a day.
Because she's eating the other one's food. Because he's starting to look like he might be anorexic or something.
And
is he bulimic? Is he throwing up?
I don't know. I'm not seeing that. But like, he's the one that greets me at the door every morning. He's the one that's
meowing
like,
right now,
chowing down when I pour the food.
Mm-hmm.
And I never see her eat.
Maybe she's got the old metabolism. And
she
he's
is older.
Running around here. Basement chasing birds in the window.
She's probably 11 years old now.
Well, that's not too old for a cat. Don't they live to be like 20, 21?
She could be 21? Like 21 years old, yeah. She's a lovable creature as long as you don't touch her.
She might live to be 21 if she doesn't have a stroke from all that fat. Look at that face. She's just giving
so
you
cute.
The like, oh,
anyway.
Love on me.
Yeah. Speaking of country folk. Missouri. Mm-hmm. We found a new show on Netflix.
We do. We both love The Ranch.
And you don't hate it when they play Thomas Rhett.
Because I don't know it. And they only play like a snippet enough to not
and
make
I'm
me
all,
gag.
Wee!
And then they'll offset it by going, okay, that's Travis Tritt.
They do have good music. And it's Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
And Samuel Elliott?
Sam Elliott. Not Samuel J. Elliott, you know, that black guy that's in all the westerns. What? No. Sam Elliott, Deborah Winger from Urban Cowboy.
And she definitely wears fake eyelashes.
And Danny Masterson from, was it Masters
that
or Masterson?
Show.
That 70s show.
Yeah.
And it's produced by
Ashton Kutcher.
And
other people.
Danny.
Yeah.
So. It's very good. It's Netflix, and it's all about a ranch in Colorado.
Right.
Which was – it takes place in Garrison, Colorado, which we Google Garrison, Colorado, and it says –
I don't think it's real.
It's a neighborhood in Arvada. So I don't know if there's a real – I think they've made it up.
Well, let's see what the rest of the world thinks about it. You want to?
Yeah.
All right. So from Vox Culture, which I've never heard of this website, but they had a great article called The Ranch Review, 5 Ways Netflix Ashton Kutcher Comedy Innovates the Live Studio Audience Sitcom.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was a live studio audience.
Yeah. That whole thing is a...
I think I'm just used to laugh tracks.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see. The Ranch is Netflix new sitcom. It's caught between what it wants to be and what it actually is. I don't know. What it wants to be is a surprisingly effective collection of one-act plays that are sprinkled with laughs, but mostly dramatic in nature. What it is an occasionally effective but always daring sitcom filmed before a live studio audience and packed with smutty jokes.
Yes, kind of like Two and a Half Men, but with rednecks.
And that's what it says. It's kind of like Two and a Half Men spent roughly half of every episode taking its characters' disappointments seriously.
Yeah, they do a good job with the drama in real life.
So going through the 5 things, number 1, it's one of the only Netflix comedies to make good use of its extra episode time.
Mm-hmm. They give longer minutes instead of just the 20 that typical sitcoms get.
I didn't know that. So a perpetual complaint about Netflix comedies from Arrested Development to Love to Fuller House is that their episodes are so long. Sometimes hewing closer to 40 minutes instead of the traditional sub 30 for no particular reason. They tend to contradict the generally accepted truth that comedy is often best when it's concise.
Hmm.
The Ranch suggests, however, that extra time is one of the big reasons the multi-camera sitcom slowly fell out of favor in the past 15 years or so as networks sold more commercials that in turn ate into running time, wearing down episodes to 20 minutes or so. It became harder and harder for shows to tell original stories in that format.
True, because you think it's a 30-minute show, but it's really not because of all the commercials.
Yeah.
And so you're getting this Netflix sitcom, which doesn't have any commercials, so it's getting its full 30 or 35 minutes, something like that.
Well, it says the episodes of The Ranch routinely surpass 30 minutes, and the show smartly uses that extra time to set up a world rarely seen on television. It also employs the sort of adult language, we've heard the F word, and occasional nudity. I saw Ashton Kutcher's butt.
And you were like, it has dimples. Look, he has bat dimples.
You might be used to not, you're not seeing, I don't.
That, what did I, what?
Number two, it commits seriously to its dramatic moments. There are some dramatic moments.
Very much so.
Yeah. So the best moments are the ones that skew toward the dramatic. This is the series about the kind of disappointment that snowballs and accumulates over the course of a lifetime. So they keep referencing the last 15 years, I've noticed recently.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And they've done really well, I've noticed, with the continuity of things like
the glass.
The glass and the thing and the dad's, Sam Elliott's fingers, remember, got broken the first episode, and they've been taped the entire time. So they're running, they've got it running well.
Its cast is surprisingly deep, is number three. It only has four series regulars, the four members of the Bennett family, but its cast is so deep that Friday Night Lights veteran Amy Teagarden pops up in what amounts to a very small guest part. The small town series is set in boasts a surprisingly robust population of comedic ringers. Alicia Cutbirth plays Ashton Kutcher's character's high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her from The Girl Next Door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every guy does.
And Happy Endings. Whatever. She was in the TV show Happy Endings.
Oh, that's right. Number four, it's surprisingly empathetic to just about everybody in it.
It is?
That's what it says.
Oh.
Omos series, the longtime boyfriend of Cutbirth's character, a fussy hotel manager played by Brett Harrison, another great comedic actor, would be presented as an obviously inferior rival to Colt, who is Ashton Kutcher's character. Here, however, he offers just as much to offer as Colt possibly could, if not more. He has a stable job, has an education, isn't a man whore.
Tucks his t-shirt into his pants with a belt.
It showcases a world you won't see on TV very often. Diversity on TV is generally discussed in terms of racial or the LGBTQ representation and stories with women protagonists. Suri thought I was talking to her.
Oh. The protagonists. Well, when you get back to that, I'll edit this out.
All right. I don't know. That might be funny.
I'll leave it in.
Stories with women protagonists rather than men. And all of those forms of diversity are hugely important. But diversity can also mean diversity of economic class, of political opinions, and of religious face. Faith.
Did you say face?
I did.
Religious face.
In all three cases,
on my toast.
The Ranch scores big points. And that's to say nothing of its interest in the love lives and regrets of older people, something television also rarely touches upon.
Yeah, mom and dad in this show are always trying to get it on.
And I was like, ew, old people making out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So check out The Ranch on Netflix.
Yeah, we're both giving it a big thumbs up. Big thumbs up.
Actually, that's our goal for after this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to go watch some more of it. So if you've seen The Ranch, let us know what you think. Comment on it or send us an email. Let us know what you think of The Ranch.
And I actually posted it on Facebook this weekend when we discovered it, because, again, I hadn't heard about it.
Did somebody say, hey, I like it, or I watched it?
Yeah. Let's see. Someone said, saw a promo, it looks great. Someone else said, yes, it's fun. Someone else said they watched all of the episodes yesterday afternoon, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Who's someone else?
Okay, Larry Hyde said, saw the promo, looked great. Roxy Lee said, yes, it's fun.
Uh-huh.
Chris Boggs said, watched them all yesterday afternoon. Absolutely fantastic.
Good. Well, we might as well give these people shout-outs is what I was.
I don't want to name drop.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you feel bad? See, people like to hear their name on shows. Why do you think people would call in and want to win on radio? And
free stuff?
Well, that too. Prize pigs.
There were a couple times I accidentally won. It was when a local radio station. I actually got to see Jamie Johnson and Gary Allen here when they played in Denver.
Did you accidentally win tickets?
Well, yeah. They had like this contest where you send in a text message when the radio station first started its text messaging thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I got this. Boop, boop. And then I get a call. Who's this? You just won tickets. I was like, oh, crap. Because I won tickets to see James Otto at the Grizzly Rose. At the time, I was working at the Grizzly Rose.
And you didn't say that?
And I saw, I won tickets to go see Gary Allen. And no, I told them. I was like, I work at the Grizzly Rose. Am I allowed to win? And they're like, whoa, I don't know. I was like, I don't want the James Otto tickets. I'm going to be there. I'll be working.
I'm already going to be there.
But I do want to go see Gary Allen. And they gave me the Gary Allen tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Oh.
I was waiting for you to go on with the more of your Gary Allen or your love for the ACM Awards the other night.
No, we're not talking about those because that always leads to a fight.
Okay.
So, but we can talk about, did you hear about the low-flying bald eagle that hit a windshield in Washington
No,
State?
I did not hear about the low-flying eagle that hit a windshield.
Okay, so we'll be driving down the road, you and I, and you'll be all, did you see that eagle? What are you talking about? And it'll be like on some like telephone pole a half mile away. You have an eye for bald eagles.
I know.
And can you imagine if you're driving down the road in Washington and a bald eagle hit you?
Well, that'd be the only way you'd see it.
Well, all right.
It could be sitting on the hood and I'd go, you see the bald eagle? Where? Never mind.
So in Tacoma, Washington, the Washington State Patrol shared photos of a hapless bald eagle that was injured when a low swoop took it directly into a truck's windshield. Trooper Russ Winger, public information officer for the WSP District 8, tweeted a photo Tuesday of the truck driver holding the eagle in the cab of his vehicle after the 7:30 a.m. collision.
How bad was it, does it say?
The bald eagle seems fine.
Well, I wouldn't want to find that picture. I know, but they're mean. You know, they got big, powerful beaks and sharp claws. And I would think an injured eagle would not be like, hey, can I sit in your lap while you
steer
your 18-wheeler? But the eagle actually looks like it's kind of smiling.
I know.
In that picture.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about the eagle getting violent. Oh, but the windshield is destroyed.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So how does an eagle destroy a windshield and not be just
because it's a bald
mangled?
Freaking eagle. That's why it's the bird.
That's why it's the symbol. You know, the symbol of America was almost the turkey. Did you know that?
And then we eat it on Thanksgiving.
Did you know that?
I did not. Mm-hmm. Why?
That was originally going to be.
That could be our symbol these days.
The turkey?
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I know. But yeah, I can't remember why it didn't make it, but Benjamin Franklin had originally had brought up the turkey.
The turkey tasted better cooked, probably.
And it didn't look as majestic on a poster.
The bald eagle is pretty amazing.
Isn't it?
It is. I'll send you this article so you can post the photos when you post the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that sound for a plan?
Okay.
Opening day happened for baseball.
I'm sorry, was that, what would you say?
It's America's pastime, sir.
Yeah, America's pastime.
Yeah.
Do you care, really?
I do. I get to go see the Cardinals play this year when I go home to Missouri.
Woohoo!
But they're actually playing the Kansas City Royals. So it's the St. Louis Cardinals, who are in Missouri, versus the Kansas City Royals, who are in Missouri. My dad's a Royals fan. Royals won the World Series last year.
So it's like an inbred thing.
I'm a Cardinals fan. No, it's always just been this fun little thing.
Mm. Speaking of fun little things, let's talk about me going to see We the Kings.
Okie dokie.
We the Kings. Now, you guys know if you listen to some of this podcast or you follow us on the vlog or other stuff is that we do like the vlogs like CTFX.
And the Grace Helbig, it's Grace. And
but that is not, that's okay. Nothing to do.
I thought we were going to go through some of the vlogs we
I was trying
like.
To set up.
Charles Trippy.
Yes.
And Allie Weiss.
Where the fuck were you going with that?
I read the wrong signals. I'm going
to
shush.
So, I don't want you to shush. I just want you to help me describe the show. That's what I
was wasn't
trying to,
there.
No, I'm talking about the vlog.
So,
that's why I was
Charles Trippy, he has vlogged every day of his life for like thousands of days in a row.
Thousands.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's in Ripley's Believe It or Not, and no matter what. He had a brain tumor and he vlogged.
He vlogged the operation and recovery and the whole thing. He's missed a day in like 8 years.
He's now on his second engagement throughout this whole vlogging experience.
Second engagement?
Yeah. His second engagement. He, like, if you go to previous vlogs of, like, several years ago, you can see him get engaged to his previous Allie.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, I don't know what you meant. But he's gotten a divorce and he's gotten engaged again, is what you're...
To another Allie.
Yeah, an Allie. He replaced...
An Allie an with Allie. Another Allie.
That is so weird.
Smaller nose.
Smaller. Everything?
I don't know. Oh. I've never met either one.
But they were in concert here in Denver. His band,
We the Kings were
playing. And Janet had already made plans to go see...
Miranda Lambert win Female Vocalist of the Year at the ACMs.
Yeah, that was the only thing any good on it. But the ACMs. And so she had gone to a party to watch that. And I thought, well, I'm going to go see We the Kings because I might get a chance to see or meet
Charles Trippi.
Charles Trippi, because we watch the videos. So I walk in, and as soon as I walk in, there's a friend of ours, Sarah, is there, and she's like, "Oh, you're here." I go, "Yeah. Where's Janet?" "Oh, she wanted to stay and watch Miranda win an award." So she goes, "Well, we just got off the bus with the band. You just missed it." What? I could have met Charles and the band and. So, big deal. I'm standing there. I'm just hanging out. And she comes over and she grabs me. She goes, come here. She takes me outside. And there's Charles and Allie standing outside.
How tall is Charles?
About the same size as me. Look at the pictures.
Yeah. He seems like a shorter person.
Yeah.
He's not like a – like the redhead that leads the band seems tall.
He seems taller, but I think he's just lankier.
Oh.
I don't know. But they were there and I met him and they were super nice and the band was great. And Allie ended up dancing with Sarah's daughter.
Such a cutie.
And now that video made it into their vlog, the one that we started the whole thing by watching the vlog. It's like a full circle. So now I'm watching the vlog because I know that the daughter has made it to the vlog. Who else is in the vlog?
But you don't really see your face.
For a split second, you do.
You see your feet? Your pants and your shirt. If I didn't know what you were wearing, I would probably not.
No, I'm there. So, they showed me the hat when I had the hat on. Everything. You were too busy looking back and forth at your phone. You really were. Because I went, look, there I was again, and you were looking at your phone.
I'm sorry. But yeah, so you made it into the CTFXC vlog.
Vlog. So yeah, that was pretty exciting for me.
Yeah.
For me.
So is Charles going to be on your Remasculate?
Did you ask him? No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I told you he was pretty pre-show. Like,
yeah.
Allie was
more
talkative than he was. He was very nice. And, you know, I told him, I go, when we got introduced, Sarah introduced, she goes, this is Steve. He's a vlogger too. I'm like, really? That's how I got introduced. I go, I'm not really. I'm a comic that I do stuff on the internet. And I just started daily vlogging. And he said, well, you kind of have to.
And I thought about that after you told me that. And I think what he means is that's part of like selling your brand. He's a musician.
And so his vlogging is selling the band, where my vlogging is selling comedy.
I wouldn't know who We the Kings were. Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Without Charles Trippi's vlog.
And that's how when we were telling Sarah about it, we watched it. She was like, oh, from We the Kings? They were my favorite band. They still
all, and her kids all know the songs.
She had her kids there. They were all singing along.
Yeah.
And they even dedicated, how weird is this? The band dedicated one of their songs to Sarah's 7-year-old daughter.
So cute. Like,
out of this whole big concert, boom, it is a small world.
Small little world. You know who I want to meet next?
Who?
Grace Helbig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Happen. She seems really great.
Well, have you sent her a fan letter yet?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to chase her away.
Well, how are you going to chase her away?
I don't know. She seems normal-ish, don't you think?
No. She does not seem normal-ish at all. Not even a little bit does she seem normal. Does she talk normal in her videos? I don't know. Does she seem normal in her videos?
I don't know.
See? That's why you relate. Because she went, I don't know.
I don't know. She might be a little antisocial.
You think so?
Yeah.
From her videos or what she talks about?
Like both. And like I'm reading her books. Yeah, I'm actually reading those books that have been sitting on. I know.
And what have they said in the book that makes you think she might be anti-social?
Just some of her like comments like I can definitely relate to.
Like?
I don't know. Like just some of the internal thoughts that you have like that are just like self-deprecating. She does a lot of self-deprecation when it comes to her humor.
She does it on the videos and stuff too.
And in her book. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Is that because she's lost her show and she's depressed? And she's...
No. Like, she is, like, worth millions of dollars. Millions.
I know. From books and other stuff and her videos. She was in a video troupe for a long time before she went on her own.
And she does a comedy tour with Mamie
Hart. Now she's
done
a couple movies.
She's got a couple movies coming out. I love her.
Dino Girl? What's it when you were saying?
It's a reboot of Dino Girl and the other one.
And Mustard Tushy.
Something like that. Ingrid's girlfriend, Hannah Hart. Hart.
Are they the two that the grid monster hooked up with her?
Yeah, you didn't know who Ingrid's girlfriend was? Yeah, Hannah Hart, the short blonde. It's from Hannah's Drunk Kitchen on YouTube. Yeah.
Small little YouTube world.
They are very like... incestuous.
Just like, not to come back to it, but like I was telling you the other night, the guys from Shaytard were here for Charles Strippy.
Yeah, you think they came to Colorado because of the Colorado
perks of pff, puff puff pass pass? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. You said what do you think, Charles and Ellie.
What do you think of speaking of Colorado's pot? What do you think about them naming the stadium after the pot company?
It's not finalized.
No, but this company has made a bid.
I'm the one that told you this.
I know, but it was in the paper. I sent you the link and posted it.
You didn't send it to me.
Yeah, I did.
Where?
Well, what do you think of it?
I think it would not be a good idea.
Because they would say native.
The rest of the United States is still already making fun of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking we're all a bunch of potheads. My dad probably thinks I sit at home and smoke weed every night.
And the people that are here think it's a great idea because it's showing how progressive we are. And it could show the rest. This is what I'm hearing. It shows the rest of the country how open and we're not hiding the fact that we have made it legal.
Did you hear about the state in the United States? I think it's Washington that wants to follow Vancouver. And have a facility where meth users can come in and use meth. But it's like clean needles. They get clean spoons.
Who wants to do this?
I think it's a state. Vancouver? I think it's in Washington. But Vancouver already,
it's already doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. They have medical people.
There's places
standing
in Europe
by.
That are like that too.
Can you, like, I'm like, just, look what marijuana did. It was the gateway drug. God, I sound old.
Next thing you know, we're just going to be saying, do all
it's
the heroin you
be,
want. Next thing you know.
Broncos are playing at Meth Stadium.
At Meth High Stadium.
Meth High Stadium. Do you see
the Broncos at Meth High Stadium.
Yeah, and everyone's going to have their cheeks sunken in. And
Orange will not won't be the color anymore. It'll be
green.
I think
it was heroin. Heroin, not meth.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. I get my drugs confused.
She doesn't just get them confused. She doesn't know them.
I don't know drugs. I heard it on the NBC Nightly News podcast. That's the only way I know these things.
Well, I'm glad you keep up with that at least.
I was just like, what the heck? Like, how can they do that? But again, marijuana is federally illegal.
Yeah.
Heroin is federally illegal, but if they make it legal in that little space,
that little safe space.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. I grew up with a world that didn't have safe spaces. The only safe space I had was hiding behind the bed against the wall when your dad was going to spank you.
Or in the library.
Was that a safe space?
Yeah, don't you think the library is a safe space?
Not anymore.
Especially if you're an elderly woman in Texas. She got trapped in a Texas.
Oh my gosh, this is a transition. I didn't see that coming. Hold on. Okay.
There was an elderly woman who got trapped in a Texas library restroom for 36 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're shocked. So she had been trapped in the restroom over the weekend. She was rescued Monday.
Uh-huh.
Employees at West Waco Library discovered the woman when they returned to the library at 6:30 a.m. Monday after it had been closed since Saturday. The woman...
Was she dehydrated?
I'll get to it. The woman, who is described as elderly, although her age was not released, had been trapped in the library for 36 hours after she was unable to get out of a restroom stall.
Was it locked, or she just was not, like, arthritic hands couldn't turn the knob, or?
The woman did not have a cell phone, so she was unable to contact family members. After her rescue, paramedics did not find any injuries and declared her to be in good health. It doesn't really give much detail. It says that they swear they check the restrooms every night, but they must have missed it that night.
Huh. Well, she wasn't in the bathroom much longer than you were. That's your safe space.
That's my safe space. I'm not always going to the bathroom when I'm in there.
I know. You take your iPad.
My makeup, my hair.
Uh-huh. And then I hear a flush.
It's because I'm flushing my makeup remover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm glad the old woman's okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like Ted Cruz is going to win Wisconsin. Random.
Your transitions are amazing.
Fox News just popped up.
Oh, on your phone there? And it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to win, too. That's the other thing I got.
I don't even know. Is Bozo the Clown running? Because I feel like he should be.
So the Democrats want to force Hillary on us. Everybody's saying Trump is going to win. The Republicans are pushing Cruz because they don't want Trump. Looks like Bernie's coming from behind because nobody really wants Hillary. So is it going to be end up being Cruz and Bernie? That sounds like a sitcom.
I think I'd be okay with that.
It's Cruz and Bernie. Let's follow on ABC.
Because you have the crook versus the crazy man that knows nothing about politics. Sorry, let's not get into this topic. We had crab legs a couple Sundays ago, right?
Yeah.
So there was a couple of people that were arrested over a crab leg dispute.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they stab each other with crab legs?
Well, it was a husband and wife. There was an argument at the Royal Buffet. And Manchester, Connecticut police say that they were called to this place. And there was a scuffle.
This place.
A 20-year-old man was punched in the face and lost a tooth. The man's mother jumped in and used pepper spray on her son's attacker. Her actions were in self-defense, and she's not facing any charges. Mm. The police ended up arresting Clifford Knight, 45, and Latoya Knight, 38, both of Windsor. And Clifford Knight is charged with third-degree assault and disorderly conduct. Latoya is charged with disorderly conduct and threatening police officers. And it was all over crab legs.
Well, people do love their crab legs. I love my crab legs. Was this over the last crab leg, or?
It doesn't say.
It just says they were fighting over
crab legs.
See, I hate when articles are not specific enough.
But that was enough information.
No. We don't know what was going on with the crab legs. Was it garlic crab legs? Were they previously frozen crab legs? Were they on sale crab legs?
Were they the big crab legs?
We don't have enough specifics in that article. They were too busy just trying to say they knocked a tooth out.
So your ex-wife Sandy was really particular with the toilet paper, over or under, right?
I don't know. Why are you knocking the mic?
I don't know.
That is a big podcast no-no. Why are you knocking?
I don't know. I talk with my hands and you're not answering my question.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
So you have that joke in your comedy about the over and under toilet paper thing.
Yeah.
And Sandy, like, admitted that it was her.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just...
So you just weren't going to tell me?
Well, I couldn't remember.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not like I have not been married before a couple of times.
You've been only married once since her.
Yeah, but I'm saying where the joke comes from. I don't know where... Over the years, I don't really know where jokes originate.
Anyway, so.
So what was your?
Are you an over or under person?
I am an under.
That makes no sense, but I'm not very particular. If I actually get it on the roll, it's a miracle.
I think if it goes over the top, when you pull it, it has a tendency to continue to roll. If it's across the bottom, it's kind of like when you tear, you know, like aluminum foil or something, how you kind of have that little bit of tension on it. That's my.
Well, from the mirror.co.uk,
the mirror newspaper in the UK.
Yeah. The way you hang your toilet paper roll reveals something about your personality type.
What does it reveal?
That you burp? Sorry. So the toilet roll over. If you hang your toilet roll over, then you're a more dominant person. If you hang your toilet roll under, apparently you're more submissive.
Oh, yeah. That'd be me. I'm submissive. You know that. I think that's full of shit right there. Really?
Well, you are pretty chill. Like,
I'm chill, but I'm not submissive. Submissive is like walking around with your butt up in the air like this dog I'm holding.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's submissive is very just like...
You don't like being called submissive, obviously. You get very like...
Because I don't know. I'm just saying I don't believe the comparison of your toilet paper.
But you like the UK and that article came from the UK.
I know. I typically
Doesn't
do.
Doesn't that
make
but that
it's
true?
Like, it's like all that bull crap from Facebook of like... Do your fingers say this about you? Is your but such and such to compare your face to other stars? What does it say about you? All those quizzes that
when you're out of town, I get sucked into those.
Ugh.
I don't share most of them, but every once in a while, I think they're cute.
I think they're government plots. I really do. I think that every one time you answer these questions, they find out more and more about you. I'm not saying it has to be the government, but at least Facebook. Because it's almost like a questionnaire. Do you do these? Do you buy this? Do you do that? You know, who are your five best friends? Well, I'll hit them up for something too.
It's not accurate, though. Like, a couple of the people that always show up, like there's you always show up, but that makes sense. And then there's my friend Kathy. She always shows up. That makes sense. But the other, if you had to pick five, the other three are usually like coworkers
that are just randomly pulled.
Yeah, and I'm like, does that mean they're Facebook stalking me?
Yeah, but all those things, like answer these 10 questions and find out which Sex in the City person you are. All those questions, I think, go back to some kind of marketing or you know.
But do you blame them?
No, but I think people should wise up a little and realize what these questions aren't just, it's all just random fun. I wonder which, because you're not that person. Whenever you answer those questions, you come back and go, that's not even me.
Right.
So it's really stupid that people keep falling for those over and over again.
I think it's funny that like the soulmate one is always you. I'm like, well, it says on Facebook I'm in a relationship. If it said it was someone else, that would cause great problems.
Yeah. I wonder how their search engine figured that out.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got? I've been talking a lot.
I just got nothing. I mean, my big thing this week was the meeting, I guess Charles Trippi and Allie.
I was so jealous. I was so jealous.
I could tell by the way you responded to the pictures I sent you. You were like, oh, nice.
No, but nice.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear this story.
And I was serious.
Oh, were you? I'm teasing.
Do I come across sarcastic?
People, you're listening. No. But I would have thought you would have been definitely more like, oh, crap. I'd much rather have been there than here.
You know, I find that meet and greets are very much like cattle calls. I've been through them.
I'm not about meet and greets. I'm talking about the whole evening of how it turned out, the band and dancing.
But it's not like you were like going to Taco Bell with Charles and Allie to sit down and talk about how he was going to be on your podcast. There's not a lot of depth to it.
Are you saying that it wasn't more fun than...
Stop it.
Than the ACM Awards?
I spent time with my real life friends.
Uh-huh.
And I got to see Miranda accept Female Vocalist of the Year.
That's the third time, people, that she has pointed out that was the highlight of her freaking night. Have you figured that out? The highlight of her freaking night.
You know what? I don't regret. You can't live with regrets. It's in the past.
I know.
I'm going to do something really cool one day, and you're going to be like, damn, I wish I was there.
I know. I probably will. But at the same time, you were like the... You had the choice at the time. Do I want to go see the band and possibly go hang out and maybe
– Do you know
or I want to go to the award show that
– Isn't in person. Well, you know how many times I've gone to a concert going, well, maybe I'll get to hang out with the band. And it rarely happens.
I wasn't thinking even about hanging out with the band. I was thinking about going to see something that we are – attracted to the video, the people. Let's go see what their music's like. Maybe we'll get a chance to go, you know, hey, we love your
yeah.
It wasn't about I didn't have this fantasy. I'm going to go and I'm going to meet him and we're going to become best friends and we're
going to get waffles.
No. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I do. I had a fun night. You had a fun night. And we both have memories.
We do. And I have better pictures.
I didn't have any pictures.
Ta-da! I win!
I gotta talk about Snapchat.
Okay, because you're addicted to it now.
It's out of control.
You are doing every face filter every night. Every...
I love it. Not all of them. Some of them are not very attractive.
Are you doing new ones every day or the same ones again and again?
Well, every once in a while I'll do a duplicate, but most of the time I look for the new ones. Like yesterday was the Rockies because the opening day.
Yeah.
And today they had a weird one that made my teeth look huge.
You looked like Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
That's how that picture made you look
in
like.
In the Skittles thing.
Mm-hmm.
You love that commercial.
Pop, pop! Whatever he says is so funny in that Skittles commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he says, but she just sneezed into the microphone, ladies.
I didn't. I sneezed into my sleeve.
Ugh, that's even worse. But yeah, I love that commercial.
I know you do. You like made me like rewind it.
And watch it again. Because it's almost like one of those good googly moogly things.
You know what commercial I like?
What?
The Cookie Monster.
Where he's baking cookies and sets the timer.
And the Taylor Swift on the treadmill.
Oh, if that was only real. Oh. If that was only her.
She's
falling.
Rapping to Drake and then bam. Boop, boop, boop.
Do you think it's odd that Taylor was not at the ACM Awards?
No, because she was at the iHeart Music Awards
I know.
The same night.
I know.
No, and she's not country.
I know. Thank you.
The thing that
Thank
was
you.
Weird was that Brad Paisley was at the iHeart Radio Awards and not the ACMs. He performed with Demi Lovato.
What?
I know. It's because he's not
and
relevant.
And Katy Perry performed with Dolly at the ACMs?
Well, he's not relevant
the
in country right now.
The worlds have collided, huh?
He's not relevant in country right now, so that makes sense.
Who, Brad isn't?
No, he doesn't really have anything happening right now.
He's not relevant in country.
No, so he's performing with Demi Lovato. Oh.
One of the reviews that I read of the ACM Awards said the lack of star power was one of the things that didn't draw the viewers.
Everyone was there. Luke, Kenny, Tim, Faith.
Did they perform?
Faith didn't. Tim did. Kenny did. Luke did. Dirks did.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda did.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from ZZ Top was there, performed with Miranda.
Right.
Keith Urban performed twice. Nicole Kidman was there. Because he performed on his own, and then he played guitar while Miranda sang with the ZZ Top
I'm
guy.
Just telling you, the article that I read was the lack of star power.
What stars
were
they wanting?
Hmm?
What stars? Those were all the country stars were there. Chase Rice was there. Stop. Next.
I just vomited on my mic. Ooh, is that Rice?
I love him.
Yeah. Well, let's don't even talk about it.
You
I'm
brought
done.
It up.
I'm just – well, you brought it up because of the – of the thing, but I was just saying the lack of star power, the actual article said, and you, like you said, Taylor was not, she's the one of the bigger, had been one of the bigger stars who was not appearing. Brad Paisley had been one of the bigger country stars. He was not there. A lot of the newer country acts have one or two songs. That doesn't make them stars.
Right. It's all very, like, I feel like all of the newer country acts are all very green, but there's a mass of them. And they're taking on the country world.
Right. But that does that lacks the star power.
Took several. Like, I think he tied some record.
Six. He won six things.
He tied a record. And everyone's like, who? And my friend Beverly, who is from West Virginia, said that as soon as you cross the Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
the radio stations that start with a K or no, with a W, all play a wider variety. And Chris Stapleton is like,
he's being played over
rotation.
There.
Yeah. What is – like I know there's the W stations that are west of the Mississippi and the K station.
The K's on the other side.
But why do they play a better variety? Is it just
– just regional. It's the it's the people that program and say, this is what our people want. You know, if more people on this side of the – would throw a fit and go, we want more of Chris. The other people are like, whatever. I like this. I can dance to it. I can jump up and down.
Yeah.
Well, are we done?
Wow.
Are we done?
And that is how our sex life is.
That's it. Are we done?
Are we finished?
Are we finished?
Okay,
good. All right. Let's wrap this up.
Hold on. Let's end with a song.
What Ready? Song?
I don't know.
Not the one. Are we going to miss Missouri again?
What's wrong with that song?
All right.
There we go. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks for staying with us through this. If you made it to the end, God bless you.
Share with your friends.
Thanks for sticking with us.
And we appreciate it.
We do. We love you guys. Thanks for coming back time and time and time again and listen to us just bitch and moan about life in general. So
it's real life.
It's real life, people. We're just keeping it rural. Real. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, tell them where to find us before we go.
Wrinkled Sheets. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on YouTube. Wrinkled Sheets, the number 1 @gmail.com. Steve McGrew, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, just Google Steve McGrew and you'll find me.
Yeah, and if you Google Steve McGrew's girlfriend, I'm like the third page after all the former ones.
Wow. Okay.
Bye. I just made that up.